Parents across Ontario are relieved. Many of them had been scrambling over the weekend to find alternate care for their children after school boards said schools would be closed if there was a strike. Ontario's Education Minister Stephen Lecce put a positive spin on the tentative deal.
If we put students first, if we make them the very center of our focus in these negotiations, that the government, in conjunction with our union partners and trustees, can land deals. And the mission for us was to keep kids in the class.
To get a deal at the last minute after weeks of talks, the government put tens of millions of dollars on the table that will restore as many as 1,500 jobs, which had already been cut from the education system. The union, the Canadian Union of Public Employees, said it made no concessions and was able to keep one of the most contentious issues behind the contract dispute, its sick leave plan. Here's Sarah Walton of QP thanking the Minister of Education.
Thanks for opening the piggy bank and allowing us to get the services that we needed for our students. They'll thank you too.
The 55,000 education workers include custodians, early childhood educators, and clerical staff. They must still ratify the proposed deal. Voting will take place at the end of the month. Next up, the province must also reach deals with the unions representing high school and elementary teachers across the province. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.